Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today? Good, good. Who was at the picnic yesterday? Yes. Did you have a good day? Yes. Good, good fun, wasn't it? Even though it rained. So our word today we're going to look at, now it's a little bit different because we're on the letter. Does anybody know what letter we're on? Ethan? The letter X, absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I don't know many words that begin with the letter X. So we're going to cheat a little bit today. And our word today is actually the word exalted. So it's got an X in it. Sounds like an X sound, doesn't it? Exalted. So that's what we're going to look at today. And it's not a word that we really use in our day-to-day lives, is it? No. Does anybody know what it means? Anybody? Nope, it's a tricky one. So it actually means lifted up and like at the highest level, that kind of thing. So something that is really good and is lifted up and everyone can see it and is really, really good. So it's a bit like coming first. So has anybody ever come first in a competition or something like that? Robbie, what did you come first in? Yesterday in the race, you came first, didn't you? Yes, you were first, absolutely. Hannah, what have you been first in? Really? Excellent. And anybody else? Naomi? In sports day at school? Yeah, excellent. That's great. And Noah? Well, sports day as well. Amazing. Sports day as well, Ruben? Yeah. Excellent. So what happens when you come first in a race in sports day? Yes, Abby. You get a prize, absolutely. Yes, you get a prize. And did you have like a ceremony or something? Anybody who's won a prize? Was there like, did you get to stand up and everybody saw you and everyone, and you got your prize and then everyone was like, yeah, well done, Naomi. You were the best. You were the fastest. No, nothing like that. Oh, that's a bit sad. Oh, well. Well, that's what happens at the Olympics, isn't it? The people race or do their events, and whoever comes first, second, and third, they get their medals, and there's like a ceremony, isn't there? So if we could get the next picture up. So this is at Beijing Olympics. I think this is for the women's weightlifting. And you can see first, second, and third place there. And what are they standing on? Ethan. Well, it looks gold, doesn't it? Do you know the name of what they're standing on? Noah, do you know? It's like a stage, yeah, it's called a podium. So you can see that the person who is first is in the middle and her like bit of the stage is higher up than everybody else's because she came first and then second place and then third place. But number one is at the top. You can see that she's celebrating a lot. And this shows everybody watching that this person is the best in the world at whatever sports that they are doing. So that's a little example from sport, but we are going to think about someone who is even better than anybody who has ever won first place. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus is exalted. He is lifted up. He's in the highest place. But that's not always how Jesus has been treated, because Jesus chose to leave heaven, to leave the highest place, the best place, where he was with God. He chose to leave that, to come and be born as a tiny baby in a stable on earth. He lived his life here on earth. He was made fun of, wasn't he, by a lot of people. A lot of people didn't like what he was saying. He was actually beaten up as well, wasn't he? And he was accused of things that he didn't do. And eventually, at the end of his life, he was taken to be crucified on a cross and die this terrible, horrible death that he didn't deserve. Now, that doesn't really sound like he was lifted up, like he was exalted, was it? But Jesus went through all those terrible things because he's the Son of God. He is. He rose from the dead and he defeated death so that we don't have to. And because Jesus did all this, he is exalted. He is at the highest place. Even though he was beaten up and he was made fun of and he died this terrible death, now he is exalted and he is in heaven with God in the very best place. So if we could look at our verse that we're going to look at. So it's a bit kind of longer today, but it's from Philippians, and it says, "Therefore God exalted him," so it's talking about Jesus, "to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So it's talking about Jesus being in the highest place and everybody bowing down and worshipping him because he is the best. He is number one. And when we make the decision to follow Jesus, we need to exalt him in our lives, which means that we need to put him number one. We need to put him first above everyone else who's in our life and everything that's in our life. So what does this look like? It could mean spending time reading your Bible instead of playing a video game at night or in the morning, getting up a little bit earlier to spend time reading your Bible. It could mean coming to church instead of going to your friend's really cool party that you want to go to. So you want to put Jesus first, you want to come and worship him. And it could mean pointing people to Jesus whenever you're getting praised for something that you're really good at, because all the things that we're good at have been given to us by God, haven't they? So if you're really, really good at football, someone says, "Oh, Robbie, you're amazing at football." And you could say, "Yeah, I am amazing at football because God has given me this gift. This is all to do with him." And it can mean showing people kindness whenever they need it most and showing them Jesus' love. These are all ways that we can exalt Jesus in our lives and put him as our number one. So that's what I'd like us to remember this week. If we have made a decision to follow Jesus in our lives, how can we be exalting him, lifting him up, putting him in the highest place? Because that's where he deserves to be. All right, I'm going to pray really quickly. Dear God, I thank you that you exalted Jesus into the highest place after he came to earth and took on our sin at the cross. And he died and he defeated death. And thank you that he now reigns with you in heaven. Thank you that we can live our lives for you and put you first in our lives. Help us to do this this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.